This is the Homo Cosmopolitan podcast, talking about the life of international students and staff at Tomáš Bata University in Zlín, Czech Republic. Our today's guest is Eva Böhmová, a former student of Tomáš Bata University at the Faculty of Humanities, and she's currently studying at the Faculty of Multimedia Communications in the master program. Hi, Eva.
Exactly. Hello. Thank you for having me today.
This is a very special edition of this podcast because normally we invite people whose mother tongue is not Czech. But today we're sitting here at the table and both of us are native speakers of Czech. Nevertheless, we'll continue our conversation for English so that everybody can enjoy it. So, Eva, your story with this university started in which year?
It was 2018, after I graduated high school. I started at the Faculty of Humanities, and it was German in a business administration. I spent there 4 years, actually, because I took a gap year as well. And that was because of my car accident in state. So I did a year of rehabilitation. And after that, I made it back to school and finished my bachelor.
And then you were facing the decision what to do next. So what happened next after you graduated from the bachelor studies?
So what happened next was me thinking, right? I am a big explorer, I would say. And I always go somewhere abroad during the summers. And of course, it wasn't different after I graduated my bachelor, and I ended up in Switzerland, in Davos, working there for the summer season.
Working as what?
I was behind the bar as a bartender.
So you're a bartender, you can mix drinks.
Yes, exactly.
All the drinks I can imagine.
Yes.
Good to know. Okay, during your studies at the Faculty of Humanities, did you already go on an exchange, on a student exchange?
Yes, I did. During my bachelor, I did a semester in Finland. That was 2019, and my second Erasmus, it was also a thing I really wanted to do. That's why I started my master afterwards, and I did my second Erasmus in Norway.
Let's stick with the first one. So the first one in Finland, where was that? Which part of Finland?
That was in the middle of Finland. It was Vaasa, a small university city with a very nice community of Erasmus students. And it was a great experience. I arrived there as a fresh 20-year-old girl with basically no English at the time. And it was a big challenge for me. I lived there with two French girls, also with no English and with a French accent. And at the end, it worked. It took me like 2 months to listen, then 2 months to start talking. And at the end, everything worked out.
But we're talking about talking in English, speaking in English, not
yes.
In Finnish.
Yes, in English.
How is your Finnish?
My Finnish is terrible. It's one of the hardest languages. So
not many people know where Vaasa is. Can you tell us geographically on the map, where would you find the city, Vaasa?
It's in the middle of Finland and it's by the coast. The landscape there is very nice. It's right next to the water. You can actually walk on the sea there during the winter and it's magical. It's very nice.
Was it during the winter semester or the summer semester?
I went there during the winter semester.
Very cold?
Very cold. We also went up to Lapland. I actually went there twice and there the maximum minus degrees was minus 22, which was very cold. Yeah.
So that was the first time you actually spent more than a week or more than 2 weeks somewhere abroad on your own without the help of your family, your parents?
That was my second time, but it was the first time me being abroad alone. Right before I left to Finland, I've spent 2 months in Alaska working there during the summer season with a friend of mine.
What did you do there?
Well, we worked in a salmon fabric, in a salmon company. We were sliming fish there.
That's a very tough job. I mean, for somebody so fragile as you, I would say that must be a very difficult job.
Yeah, it was super hard, but super challenging at the same time. We've spent there 6 weeks, like working in a 0 degrees. There I was 19, first time experience abroad, very far away from the Czech Republic, with no English still. There I was actually only listening, not talking at all, but it worked out and it helped a lot. And I think it's the best way to learn English. Just go somewhere and listen, work, be in that environment.
Was it just work?
Yes.
Or did you have time to walk around?
No.
See the sights? See? No.
Not at all.
Just hard
work.
We
worked 16 hours per day, 24/7. But it was a very nice experience since basically the company paid for the flight tickets, accommodation, food. And you just go there, work. And me as a student, it was a good opportunity to make some nice money for my next studies, for example.
Let's go back for a little while to Vasa, to the university. What did you study there?
I studied business studies. It was cross-culture, marketing, corporate social responsibility, and some international law.
Is teaching at the university in Vasa very different from the teaching here in the Czech Republic?
Yes, definitely it is. And that's also why I went to Scandinavia twice. It's different because of the educational approach, I would say. Basically, I only did 3 courses there. Here, right now, I have 9 to 11. And the amount of credits is per class, per subject, is way higher. So I am not sure what was the exact amount, but I think it was like 6 or 8 credits per class, per subject. And the difference is that you have those theoretical classes during the morning. They are usually 2 to 4 hours long. And then during the afternoon, there are those group sessions when you work on those group projects.
So it's more kind of a project work.
Exactly.
More practically oriented,
yes,
probably.
Yes, exactly. We also cooperated with some company there. And basically the whole semester we were working on one project per subject, which doesn't really work like that here. I would say here we more work on a small project, but there is a couple of them during the semester.
Obviously, you fell in love with Scandinavia because your second mobility was in Volda. Where is Volda for our listeners to know?
Yes, Volda is middle Norway as well. And it's a fjord. I wouldn't even say city. It's a town full of students. And here I would actually like to mention the difference between Vasa 2019 and Volda 2023. And the difference was I could see myself kind of growing. Vasa was my first experience abroad, spent with those international students, being a little bit shy. And Volda was already after way more experiences. And I didn't actually spend it with those international students only. But since I joined the volleyball club there, I have also spent a lot of time with the local people, with Norwegians. And that was just a different level of exchange, I would say. I actually wanted to stay for another semester.
Did you play volleyball before you went to Volda?
Just a little bit.
Just a little bit.
But in Norway, I even joined a team. And
you mean the Volda University College team?
Or exactly.
Volda is a pretty isolated space. You mentioned that it is really a very small place, maybe 5,000 population, mm-hmm. not maybe including the students.
Yeah, I think with the students it's like 10,000.
10,000, yeah. And there's a large, pretty large international community because there's a lot of international students, including students from the Faculty of Multimedia Communications here at the Tomas Bate University. Did you have time and opportunities to travel? Because I can imagine it can be quite difficult living in Volda, which is really in a fjord, in a very isolated place. If you don't have a car, is that a problem?
I would say yes and no. I actually was very lucky with the friends of mine, which were those local students already. So most of them already had a car. Otherwise, as an exchange student, yes, it's not easy to move around because nothing close. Like the biggest city was 24 kilometers away. but you had to take a ferry there and it took a good 3 hours to get there. So we didn't really go there. Anyway, I have to say that there is a lot of things to do in Volda. There is also a ski slope. There are amazing mountains which are super friendly, so you can even go there alone and spend there a couple of hours. There is a lake where we went swimming. There is a floating sauna, so definitely worth to go.
Well, and if there's nothing to do, you can always sit at the fjord and you can watch the ferry go, you know,
there
up and down,
back,
there
yes.
and back, which is also very exciting. So what would your advice be to students who are planning to go there? Things like, don't forget to take this and that.
Yes.
A lot of money.
A lot of money, yeah. That for sure. I could say that those extra money we got from school are a very nice money, but it wasn't enough at all. So the students should be prepared for that. Otherwise, I would better say not to bring there, and that would be a friend or schoolmate, because I really think that those exchanges are about to, like, stepping out of the comfort zone. And I could see that big difference where there were friends coming together already. For example, like the German group, we called them the German group. They were there together. They spent all the time together. And then me or my roommate, we made it there alone. And it was completely different experience. And actually right now we are meeting in 2 weeks in Dresden. And very nice opportunity to travel again.
Was it difficult for you to find accommodation in Volda?
No, not at all. There is an organization and basically you apply and in a week, let's say, there was already an answer, and I could even choose my room, and the communication was very, very easy. Since it's a small place and the student is a priority, they are there for students.
What are your plans after you graduate, obviously, because you're in your last year now, so do you have any future plans?
Well, I do, since I've spent past 2 summers in Switzerland. My plan would be to go there again, since I ended up this year in a hotel which got opened just this year, January, or last year, December. It's run by 2 brothers, and I was there as a breakfast and evening service person, but because of my studies I got a little job offer there, and I am probably, if nothing's gonna change, I'm probably gonna go back there as a HR employee.
So you'll be able to use the skills you have acquired during
your studies. Yes, definitely. Talking about German because of my bachelor studies, and talking about marketing communication, because that's also a very important part of working in the hotel, for example.
So German seems to be the language of your choice.
Yes, definitely.
Rather than English. I was looking at your CV. There's one thing that really struck me in a way, that you worked for Showtime in Prague for the Ministry of Labor and Social Affairs, and you were in charge of a website called Right to Childhood. What is that?
Yes, that was long time ago already. That was from 2015 to 18. My aunt worked there at the time, so she would always bring me there for the summer. So it was basically my first working experience, summer work experience. And I would start there helping with the little things, with the little administration, with just listening, taking notes.
What kind of project is that?
It was taking care of children who needed that kind of help, children in need, who need supports, who, like, their parents are alcoholics, gambling people, and those children need help.
Tell me something about your hobbies.
My hobbies. So where
apart
to start?
Apart from volleyball,
I mentioned
obviously.
Volleyball already, yes. But I'm a mountain person, so I would spend almost every free time up in the mountains. Most of the time hiking, but I have also touched biking already. So that's where I would go, and I would bring there my sister, my friends. I would even go alone It's just a time which I can spend alone and think and don't think. And it's a place where I kind of belong, yeah.
Let me go back for a little while to Finland and then back to Norway. I have to ask this question. Is there anything you didn't like?
The prices.
Finland and Norway, in both countries.
The prices in both countries, for sure. And then maybe a little bit cold personalities of Finnish and Norwegian people. But that I have to say that was the beginning. Like with the time when you actually have those friends, either Finnish or Norwegian, they are more open and more close, but the beginning is definitely hard to understand them and yeah, to understand the way they talk and they share and don't share things.
Do they have the same sense of humor, do you think?
No.
What way is it different?
It takes time. It's definitely the language barrier. And I don't really have example right now, but it just takes time to understand the humor. And it's more often, I would say. But yeah, like everyone got used to everything.
Is it easy to get inside a Finnish home or a Norwegian home to actually get, you know, where people live and see how they live?
Yes. I actually have a little story to share. Maybe I went skiing alone. Like there was a ordered bus for students. And I would join that trip. And it was full of Norwegian students. I went there alone. And after like an hour on the slope, I was offered to join them for skiing, then for après-ski. And in the evening, then I would even be invited for after party. And that was the first time when I visited Norwegian student's house. And that was crazy. It was basically a villa. They would have a garage with serfs where they would shape them. They had a huge living room with a kitchen. They would dance there, play some pool. And it was a very, very big difference in between how, for example, exchange students live and how those local students live. But maybe it was an exception because it was a very special place to live, I think.
Were you offered some local food?
Yes, we were invited many times for Taco Fridays. And they would eat a lot of taco. And there is also a saying, it's called Norwegian hand. And that means that they eat in a little bit rude way. They wouldn't ask for, can I have that cucumber from the other side of the table? Or could you pass a tomato? They just stand and they just grab everything. And it's a very, very funny experience to have for the first time.
So that much for the Norwegian and Finnish cuisine. I have two questions, very simple questions with very simple sort of choice. So if I were to make you choose between salmiakki and salt-sealed, which one would you choose?
Salmiakki, but I don't like either of them.
Because you don't like licorice.
Exactly.
Probably. And they're both salty,
yes.
Right? Okay. Eva, mountains or beach?
Mountains.
Mountains. Okay. So that's probably it. Our today's guest was Eva Bömová from Studenka in the Czech Republic, a student, bartender, hotelmeister, salmon,
processor,
adventurer, traveler, and we just wish you all the best for the future. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much. It was a pleasure. Thank you.